kbo.fm/stationmanagerhire2013.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. This is our last show of 2013, and it's an opportunity for us to reflect on the best and possibly the worst of 2013. For me, I guess I will start with what I think may be the best of 2013, which was... for me, the Department of Justice coming to town and pointing out what we all knew to be true, that Portland police officers need to fix how they interact with people out in our local community. The Department of Justice said that they found that the Portland police use excessive force against people that they either believe or perceive to have mental health issues. The number to call, 503-231-8187, to join the conversation. What stands out for you for 2013? A lot of things happened. Multnomah County chairperson was replaced due to a sex scandal. That was a huge story in 2013. What are some of the other stories? And more importantly, I think, what are you going to take from 2013 into 2014? Because 2013 is almost over. Can't do a lot about what's broken in 2013 unless you can fix it in the next 6 days. Otherwise, we must prepare for 2014 and all the opportunities that that will bring. Before we get too far into the program, last week I mentioned that Judge Michael Simon, who's the federal judge who's been assigned Portland's settlement agreement with Portland Police and the Department of Justice, announced a community fairness hearing. He announced it last week, and the date set will be February 18th, starting at 9 a.m. He says from 9 to 5, he says that as long as there's public that wants to testify, he will stay there and listen to the testimony. So again, it will start at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, February 18th, at the federal courthouse downtown. And I think that address is 1000 Southwest 3rd Avenue. So that's going to be the opportunity for the public to weigh in on the settlement contract between Portland Police, the City of Portland, and the Department of Justice. Lots of work the community will need to do between now and February 18th, but I'm absolutely confident that we will be able to be prepared and ready on February 18th when that happens. And so, see, my most interesting thing was that the Department of Justice came in, and for 2014, we're actually going to have an opportunity to have our voice included in the settlement agreement process. Because even though the Department of Justice might think the public has had a chance to weigh in, and the City of Portland may think the public has had a chance to weigh in, just recently have the final signed documents been posted on official websites. And so the public really didn't have, even when we testified at the city council, the day we testified, a new draft came in of a 78-page document just before the city council voted on it. And so the public really has not had a chance to totally review the investigation, the findings, as well as the settlement agreement. And please ask somebody to post the budget, because Sam Adams came up with a budget, and the budget calls for us to spend $26 million in the next 5 years. We're going to go to the phone line. Hello, Brian. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Had a nice little Christmas yesterday. How was yours?
Mine was wonderful. Wonderful. I went to the movie with my husband. We saw Wolf of Wall Street. That was fun.
Yeah, I found myself praying a lot more than I usually do.
Oh, interesting. Why was that?
Oh, well, you know, there's a lot of that. I think, and it relates to the comment I was going to make. There's a lot of stuff about Edward Snowden on the radio.
Yes.
And, you know, him making his BBC, you know, message in retrospect to the Queen's, which I think's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was kind of the counterpoint to the Queen.
right.
Yeah, and the BBC does that intentionally every year. I think we should probably look at that, you know, something we can program.
Well, I you know, thank you for bringing up Edwin Snowden, because if not for him, there's just so much information that the American public would not know.
And that's what I wanted to say. I think probably Edward Snowden will be, you know, the big thing of the year,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I'd just like to point out something on the complete left side. You know, I don't wish for the downfall of my country, because I've served my country and I work in social services, you know, and I love my country. I mean, you know, and I don't go around shouting it all the time. But, you know, the thing is unfortunately, our country is very sick, and it's, you know, from the outside, if you look in, it's extremely sick.
Mm.
And, you know, and we need to somehow heal. And I think the only way we're going to do that, unfortunately, is, you know, we're going to end up being isolated. And I think, you know, the idea of us being the evil one, like Germany was in World War II or whatever, I don't think that's going to play out on the world stage. I think we're just going to continually become more isolated. People are going to stop dealing with us. And we're going to have to look inside of us and fix this. And you know, it might take a really long time, but, you know, I mean, I always said, I've been saying this for a year, there's no Marshall Plan for the United States.
Right.
You know, there's nobody's going to come to our rescue, obviously.
Right.
And what we're doing is we're wrecking our society, you know, we're destroying our education, our social welfare system. And, you know, not to keep preaching like this, Joanne, but, you know, we're doing it to ourselves now, and other countries are saying, you're not doing it to us anymore. If you go down to South America, South Africa, they're saying, you know, you need to just leave us alone. We don't want you around anymore.
Right, thank you, but no thank you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't need you to bring democracy to us anymore.
And I think what Edward Snowden is doing is he's exposed a sore and a wound in us that is so deep. It goes back to Nixon and, you know, even Johnson. It goes back to, you know, Johnson and his just constant worried about the war on the youth. And I hope this will, maybe in the next 5 or 10 years, bring us to some kind of reasonable conclusion.
And, you know, it's starting, I clearly I'm an optimist, so I might be a bit off the deep end as well. but I see movement. I mean, there was a federal judge just last week that ruled the NSA spying program was illegal.
Right.
Right? So, but unless there are people that are brave enough, like Snowden, to actually just tell the public what's going on. And, you know, it's ironic because this fits into my life work around reforming the police, because it's the same way. You cannot fix what's broken in the police department without police officers saying publicly, this is what's going on, right? And you can find one or two every once in a while, but it's rare for someone inside a paramilitary organization to actually talk to people outside about what's really going on, which is why for this community, having a Department of Justice come in and do an investigation serves us so well, because for the first time, we got to see information that we would have never, ever, ever seen within Portland Police.
Absolutely. And what's happening in the Portland Police Department is happening in police departments all over the United States. This is, you know, in lieu of the conspiracy theories, it's a cultural thing, you know, and you know, it's part of our culture now is for the police to become more militarized.
Right.
you know, you look down in California, what happened to that 13-year-old kid.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's amazing what the police are actually getting away with. But Portland may be the place where, you know, it kind of grinds to a halt. And we can't dismiss Obama in this because Obama is, I mean, you know, the Justice Department came in. And I don't think under Bush the Justice Department would have paid us any mind at all.
And, you know, it's really hysterical. If you look at all the civil rights cases that were brought under Bush, if you put them all together and you stack them on top of each other, what you would have is a total number of zero.
Right.
There were absolutely none done. And then you take Obama's first term, and there were something like 32 investigations in police departments across the country.
Well, I'm convinced that, you know, Obama had a worse mess than Jimmy Carter had to clean up.
Yes.
Nixon was drunk and sloppy, and,
Bush was just greedy. Bush was greedy.
Bush was greedy, drunk, and crazy. and he had Dick Cheney, who was...
Yeah, he's another whole new...
Oh, that guy is probably going to go down as the most manipulative, exacting person, you know, in American history. You know, hopefully, the truth will be printed about all those guys. You know, but anyway, I won't take up all your time.
Well, I certainly appreciate the call. I'm glad you had a wonderful Christmas and you're enjoying the holiday season, and that you're keeping warm.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, as long as the electric subsidies continue, I'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Well, and who knows how long that will last.
Well, you know, Happy New Year. That's all I can say.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Brian brought up a really good point about Edwin Snowden. And just how important he was to just lifting the curtain, lifting the veil of what's really taking place in our country, in our name, by the people who are supposedly protecting us. I certainly don't feel safer at all. I think another big news story of 2013 was the legalizing of marijuana in two states. And it's interesting because law enforcement all across the land were saying that the sky's falling, the sky's falling. This is going to be horrible. States are going to just, you know, erupt into criminal enterprises. And just next door to us in Washington State, the rollout seems to be going just fine. They've got over 3,000 people have applied for a business license to set up shops to sell marijuana. Haven't heard anything about Colorado except that they are taking a very methodical approach to implementing their marijuana. The same is also true for gay marriage. There have been at least 15 states around the country this year who have just implemented gay marriage because, darn it, why do you have to go to a ballot to do something that's just logical and makes sense? But I am so thrilled that that this year is the year that people are talking about love rather than talking about the evils of gay marriage. And so it's been a good year. You wouldn't know it when you think about the economic collapse that we've been through. But some good things did come out of it. We're going to go back to the phone line. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Cable.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the morning of just Brian.
Yes, it is. This is the Brian show.
That's right.
And that's okay.
No marks, just Brian.
Just Brian's, that's right.
Yeah. The thing that I think will go down for the, you know, that we'll remember about the last couple of years, and I think we'll get more talked about in the future, I hope, is what's happening in Fukushima. It's the story that doesn't seem to get much play from anyone that I think is going to impact people, even though they don't know it's happening. I went to the meeting that was the question and answer at the Unitarian Church a couple of weeks ago, and it it wasn't as enlightening as I would have hoped, because even the people that were on the panel were not able to give the answers that they'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something, it's amazing how little airplay it gets. There's a little bit on KABU, but you don't hear about it, at least I don't hear about it anywhere else. And it's pretty scary.
So, it is pretty scary, because we're talking water supply, we're talking food supply, we're talking...
Yeah, it's I remember when it happened, I remember going outside and wondering if, you know, how much are we being impacted? And
right.
It turns out when the initial occurrence happened, we did get impacted here on the West Coast.
Yeah.
They did readings in Seattle that were pretty up there. And if people go to Radcast or No Nukes Northwest, they'll find some information. And I think there's going to be more and more information. But I also wanted to do a shout out to the women that put on that
mm-hmm.
Meeting. It wasn't uplifting in a way, but just having some knowledge helps us all. And they were encouraging everybody to go out and buy a Geiger counter and start taking readings, because that people need to know what's how they're being impacted. One of the things, Lloyd Marbette was there, and I think hopefully a lot of readers know who Lloyd Marbette is. He's really a hero.
Mm.
I was once again impressed with him at that meeting. And people ask, you know, what can a person do right now to at least try to protect themselves from some of the effects of this? And he said something along the lines of, reacquaint yourself with or reassess your relationship with fish. And that's a horrible thing to think about, because we always think of fish as being such a helpful food.
But, right.
They said that the plume of radioactive water is making its way right about now to the West Coast, and it's going to change things.
Well, and you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how easily we just believe when people say, oh, no, it's not going to impact the U.S. at all. That happened a long, long way away, and it's not going to impact us at all. Knowing how interconnected the environment is, it's
right.
Just ludicrous to think that it would have no impact on us.
No, that is ludicrous, and it's ongoing. And one of the scariest things that seems to be happening now, and in fact, I think I wish I had a better memory, but somebody at the gathering, at the meeting, somebody said that we might be witnessing the end of, I guess you'd call it, democracy in Japan, that they are clamping down. They just passed laws to limit free speech. Apparently, doctors in Japan are not allowed to tell their patients that they may be impacted by radiation poisoning.
Wow.
And,
I would say they probably wouldn't be allowed to tell us that here either.
Right. And apparently, TEPCO has a camera that is on at the location that's supposed to, they put it there to like say, see, we are showing you what's going on.
Oh, right.
And this is an ongoing, live cam. Apparently, people who have watched that feed see that it's a loop, and it's not really, it's playing a loop that is not showing really what's going on. And so that's one of the scariest things, that they're so inept and don't know what they're doing, and they're also not allowing much help from the outside to help deal with it, because they don't want word to get out, I guess.
Exactly right. Everything's just fine here, right?
Yeah, everything's fine here. We've got this under control.
Yeah, right.
Not...
Well, I am so glad that the First Unitarian Church had that program. I'm so sorry I missed it. They do an incredible job of actually bringing issues to the forefront that most people don't want to talk about. So
right, yeah, the Unitarian Church is such a great member of the community.
And yes, they are.
Another shout out to them. And thank you. You are too. Appreciate your shows. And
thank you.
Thanks for having this open forum.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day and Happy New Year.
You too. Bye.
Bye now. Now, I don't know about you, but I have been trying to sign up for Cover Oregon since October. And can I just say, it has been the most confusing process imaginable. I am one of those, 10 million people that didn't have health insurance. So I thought, oh boy, this is going to be great. It has been an absolute nightmare trying to get information, trying to compare information. And the ironic thing is, since the website at the federal level didn't work before, well, actually it worked fine, but what it did was send you to Cover Oregon. And of course, Cover Oregon didn't work. And so I could not sign up at the federal level. I was forced to come back to Oregon and try to use Cover Oregon's website to sign up. Needless to say, that was an absolute nightmare. And so I heard just this morning that the state, in its wisdom, has decided that they're going to extend the deadline for people to be able to sign up to be covered by January 1. I have to say, I have never, ever, ever felt sorry for insurance companies, but the rollout of this Care Oregon was atrocious, and it's insane to think that we spent all the money we spent and we got a really, really poor system in place. So it is my hope that in 2013, when people who, by whatever means, I guess by paper applications, were able to get their filled in and submitted by January, when they sign up or go to try to get health care, that's going to be, I think, where the big battle starts, because I think it's insane that we're making people buy insurance, but we're not making doctors or nurses or healthcare professionals treat them. So it's like you will have a card in your pocket, but I'm not sure you will get much else. But I will take a wait and see attitude. I am certainly not anti, I actually have always been anti-Obamacare, because I thought we needed a single-payer system. We were sold insurance instead, which I don't think is going to improve too many people's health care. But I could be wrong. I'd like to be wrong. 503-231-8187. What are the top 2013 news stories that really stuck with you? And then how do you see them playing out in 2014? That's the conversation today. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 503-231-8187. And I have to say, I've actually called Cover Oregon several times to try to get them scheduled to come on to KBOO so they could help people figure out how to use this very convoluted system. And as of yet, they have not responded with a date to come on. And hopefully it's because they're fixing what's broken in the system and people will be able to use it after that. We're going to go back to the phone line. Hello, Frank. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning. About this healthcare system that's being rammed down our throat, I think it's good that there's an intent to have people covered. However, with the way insurance is, this amounts to little more than extortion from people, because if you don't get it, they're going to start subtracting money out of your paycheck ad nauseum. And, there's too much in favor of the insurance companies.
And right now, quite frankly, it's, I'd like to have health care, right? And that's different than having a insurance card.
Right.
I want a medical professional that I trust, that I can go to on a regular basis. I'm not sure that I'm going to get this. But quite frankly, the way the system is set up, I actually have to buy it before I know whether it's going to work for me, which is ludicrous. Where else do you spend all this money up front and then hope that when you call, you can actually get an appointment and then get in to see a medical professional?
Knowing that
millions of new people are coming in. Sorry.
Not sorry. I don't know of any other place that does that. And then just to switch gears real quick.
Okay.
The Snowden thing, I'm looking at this very skeptically in that I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Okay.
What if only 1%, they allege that only 1% of this information has gotten out. I want to know why the rest of the information isn't being leaked, quote-unquote leaked, and gotten out there for the rest of us to hear. Unless, of course, there is obviously some kind of an agenda going on part of the government to get into the psyche of us, the U.S., and the people around the world in that, hey, we get to do what we want, and there's nothing you can do about it. Get used to it.
Well, I think our government has operated that way for quite some time. I think they give us the least amount of information that they can And basically say, you know, we're the government, right? So we can do this. But, you know, I also have to say that I think one of the things that we've learned from Snowden is that, and which happens quite a bit, is that an individual can have a huge impact on the world. I mean, you know, we're still mourning the death of Mandela. And you think about the impact that Mandela had on people all around the world, whether they ever met him or not, the impact that he had. I think Snowden will go down as one of those individuals that had such a significant impact on the world, because all of a sudden, I mean, you know, we got countries that now know that their friend, their ally, has been spying on them, tracking their cell phones, keeping them under surveillance, when in fact they're supposedly friends, allies. They're working together. So I think we're gonna, in the long run, we're gonna learn more. But I agree with you. I mean, there are the New York Times, and I believe the Washington Post. I know there are two major newspapers that have a lot of information that Snowden gave them, and they have picked and choose kind of what they publish. So I agree with you. I think that there is a lot more information out there. I think there's a lot of pressure on those news agencies to not release any additional information. So we'll have to see how that plays out in 2014.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Have a great day. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Have you signed up for CARE Oregon? Cover Oregon. I'm really curious if other people have had better experiences than I've had. But I understand I have now another 24 hours to find health insurance as per the state of Oregon. But I think what most people will do is they'll pay the fine. They'll pay the $75 that they'll be taxed because they didn't have insurance. And think about it. If the choice is between $75 or $4,000 or $5,000, Moda. If you go online and actually compare Moda, right, the new Rose Quarter marquee tenant, what you find is they, in fact, have come into the market and their prices are, in fact, dirt cheap. And there's a reason why their prices are dirt cheap is because the deductible is just insane. It's insane. And so you would end up spending about $5,000 before Moda would spend a penny. And so I feel like I can actually understand this stuff pretty good. And so most people are looking at what's the lowest premium I can pay since I have to pay this. So I encourage you to do the homework, because what you're going to find out is what you think you've got as compared to what you got will probably be radically different. And I just noticed that just by trying to do some online comparisons. But again, it's as of January 1st, we're all supposed to be covered, which is unfortunate. I really would have loved if we were actually implementing a single payer, because insurance companies would not be in the mix at all. Instead, insurance companies are going to make out like fat cats, bigger fat cats than they already are. So to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 503-231-8187. What's the top news stories of 2013 that stick in your head as you move into and prepare for 2014? 2014 is just around the corner, and as we get ready to bring in the new year, it's always a good opportunity to reflect on what's happened in the previous year. We've been talking about quite a few things. I think Edwin Snowden clearly was one of the top stories. I did bring up the Multnomah County chair, Jeff Kogan, who retired from Multnomah County after being caught having a 2-year affair with a county employee. So we now have two non-elected county commissioners until the next election season, which will be May 2014, will be the primary. We are operating with staff people. So it's interesting to have two-thirds of the council be people that were not elected. It appears that the phones are lighting up and we're about to get really busy. If you want to join the conversation, you can feel free to give us a call. The number is 503-231-8187. Good morning, Jamara. Welcome
Good
to Cable.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. The day after Christmas.
Yes, yes.
We survived. I'm interested in the conversation on Covert Oregon because I'm really frustrated by it. I went to the fair that they had for it over by Lloyd Center.
Mm-hmm.
I went there the first day, the first hour.
Right.
I am still waiting to get my confirmation from
wow.
them.
Wow.
And I've got the deadline of Friday.
Right.
Like, really?
right.
And how much time do I have to explore these plans once I know what they cost?
Yes.
And I don't understand. I mean, the whole deductible thing,
right.
that's really frustrating. I'm not going to pay $5,000 in a yearly cost.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just not going to go to the doctor, even if I'm paying for that.
That's
so
right.
I don't get it.
No, it doesn't sound like this. And I thought this from the beginning, but it really, as poorly launched as our local program was,
yeah.
You would think that that we would just be making decisions that we're going to delay. We're going to give people more time to actually be able to investigate and compare plans. Because, right, unless you are on a computer where you can pull up all the plans side by side, it's really, really hard to decide. And then the other thing is if, I don't know if you noticed this, but I noticed that if you go and try to figure out if you qualify for a federal subsidy,
right.
the insurance prices go up significantly.
Oh, great.
So the insurance company knows, okay, so if the federal government's going to give you $200 a month to get your health care, we're going to raise your insurance coverage about $200 a month. And so really, if you look at it, they're raising the insurance to make sure that you're still going to be paying. If you're paying $500 a month, you're still going to be paying $500 a month because your coverage is going to cost $700 a month. And so, yeah, the more I looked at it, and like I said, I'm not uneducated about reading government documents.
Yeah.
And it is the most confusing thing imaginable.
Well, and most of us don't have an easy way of comparing the plans either.
That's right.
I went to Kaiser, I went to Moda, you know, and it's you know, they might have three bronze plans. It's
right.
like, how do I tell what's the difference? There is no comparison tool.
That's right. And what I find also interesting is that every plan has to have pregnancy services.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
the chance of me getting pregnant is slim to nil. I mean, it's like there would have to be some miracle that happened, okay? And so the fact that I'm being required to buy services that I will never use, right, means that yeah. the insurance company is making all this money off of people who are never, ever, ever going to have a baby. And that's profit. That's sheer profit, right?
Exactly.
I think we're going to find out that we were sold a bill of goods. I knew it was a bill of goods when they first passed it. As soon as they went and cut the deal with the prescription drug companies, I knew that we were not going to have a good deal. People say we will be covered, but the difference between covered and actually seeing a medical professional is huge.
Exactly.
Well, good luck.
Exactly.
Call me back. Call me back and let me know if you actually get your card and who you get covered with.
Yeah, thanks.
Because I'm going to try to do a show in January, but I've called Cover Oregon several times, and I keep telling them I don't want a PR person. I want someone who's actually signing people up and understands the challenges of signing people up. So that might be why they haven't responded yet.
That sounds like an excellent show. I sent them an email, and I've never gotten a response.
Well, they haven't been very responsive, so that says something about our system. Well, good luck. At least you're in the queue. I'm not quite even in the queue yet, but I'm going to try to get there by tomorrow.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate the call. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Hello, Kim. Welcome to KBOO.
Hi. Yeah, you know, I have several issues that are kind of on my table these days, and healthcare is one of them. Fortunately, I have coverage that you know, prior to the Obamacare, and so that's going to continue. But I do have three friends who are going to get Obamacare. And, you know, before I say something about them, you said something about how, you know, men are not going to ever utilize pregnancy services. And so why should they be paying for it? But, you know, I think that's kind of a specious argument because, you know, if a man is married and he wants a child, mm-hmm. then maybe he should, you know, kick in for that, you know, even though he's not going to use it, you know, and he should still help to pay for it. And I don't think women are going to be treated for prostate cancer, but if they want their husbands to survive something like that, then maybe they should be willing to pay for that also. The point being that, you know, that there's a lot of services that many of us aren't going to use, but yet we're still going to pay for. So when it gets distributed across a large group of people, it is covered. But what I was actually getting at, though, was that one of my friends, he was paying for his own insurance before Obamacare, and so, but he was eligible for it. So he called, you know, Cover Oregon, and they told him that he had to cancel his health insurance that he had before he signed up for Cover Oregon if he wanted to get, I think it said, they said if he wanted to get the discount for it. So mm-hmm. he actually has gotten on Care Oregon. He hasn't been able to call Kaiser yet to confirm that he actually does have it, which I think is kind of crazy also that you have to call the insurance company to find for sure if you're on there.
Right, especially when you've already sent your check in.
Yeah, and so if Kaiser hasn't gotten it yet, you know, if he, you know, gets in a car accident
right.
and his regular insurance is canceled and his Cover Oregon isn't covered yet,
right.
you know, effective yet, what's going to happen to him, you know?
Right.
Is he going to lose his house and his home and all that because right. he, you know, because Cover Oregon told him to cancel his insurance?
Right. I hope he has that in writing.
He didn't, you know. But, you know, he was told that on the phone, so I'm sure there's other people that have been told the same thing as well.
Well, I suspect that as the official date, January 1st, rolls around, we're going to hear a lot more stories like this.
Even
this morning, they were still talking about people who are doing just what your friend's doing, waiting to find out if, in fact, they are enrolled.
Right.
Yeah, so that's going to be, we're going to hear that over and over and over again. I mean, the reality is that we don't have enough healthcare providers for all the people that we're making by insurance. So I just want to see how it's going to play out. And I don't think it's going to play out well for most of us. I think if you already have a good healthcare professionals team, then you will probably continue to have a good healthcare professional team. I think if you're not in the mix, that you're kind of rolling the dice. You're hoping for the best, but we'll see.
You know, yeah. But for anybody, you know who hasn't utilized, you know, medical care very much in the past,
right.
you know, there is a very steep learning curve on how to utilize any system.
That's true.
Whether it's Kaiser or Blue Cross
That's
or anything
right.
like that.
That's right.
You know, how to advocate for yourself. And,
yes.
you know, we didn't learn that in high school. And
you are so right.
It's very difficult for many people who have not accessed those medical systems before.
That's right. Because we're taught to respect professionals and they know best and we shouldn't question them. But the reality is that we know our bodies better than anybody else and we have to be our own healthcare advocate.
Well, you know, we don't have the science behind it for many times. So we just talk about a feeling and it's up to a medical person to kind of interpret that and to diagnose what's going on, you know.
Right. But you got to make them hear what you're saying sometimes, you know.
Well, and they have to listen, yeah.
Right. Especially if you've got those like 15-minute appointments. That's what I remember about healthcare.
Yeah.
You know, you get the doctor for 15 minutes and they don't actually look at you. They just look at the chart. And off they go. I've got lots of callers lined up. Thank you so much for your call.
They call it doorknob medicine.
Doorknob medicine.
Yeah, where the doctor, you know, opens the door, he keeps his hand on the doorknob, and right. he talks to you.
Oh, right.
And then he's gone.
Right, right. Yeah, I fired a couple of doctors for that. Thank you so much.
You should.
Take it easy. Thank you. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
You too.
Back to the phone line. I am so glad we have now had a few women call in. I was beginning to think that not only was it the Brian Show, but it was the Men Brian Show. But I am back now. Okay, back to the phone line. Hello, Gary. Welcome to K-Boo.
That's Harry.
Sorry, Harry.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, talking about the top stories of 2013, I think one of the top stories is our new Pope.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, and Pope Benedict actually resigned. He didn't die in office.
Right.
He resigned, and he couldn't handle it. Well, for whatever reason, it was time for him to retire.
Right.
And he gave up such a post like that.
A lifetime post, right?
A lifetime post.
Mm-hmm.
And but what I'm kind of upset about with the religious community was a few months later, the Republicans announced on the Farm Bill they were going to cut food stamps.
Right, right.
And not a single religious organization said anything about it.
Yes.
And it was, kind of think that the Democratic Party would take those statements, whoever made them, whoever introduced this bill, and use it against them on the next election, but they don't.
Well, you would think. And I think the same thing about, quite frankly, the Supreme Court's decision on the Voting Rights Act. The fact that we have so-called progressive politicians, there has not been a peep out of any of our top officials about how they're going to make sure that they protect the right to vote. And if that's not one of our most sacred principles as a democracy. We're taking democracy to other lands, but we've actually allowed the Supreme Court to limit people's access to the ballot.
True. And another bad thing that happened in 2013, hopefully they will remember, was in January 2013, President Obama made the Bush tax cuts permanent.
Permanent, yes.
And no one said anything about that
yes.
either. I mean, that was one of his greatest campaign promises.
Yes.
And he lied right to us.
Yes.
That's just like what he said about Guantanamo.
I know,
like,
I was...
Closed Guantanamo.
Yes,
and
I was...
Nope, they're still open and people being tortured and killed there.
Yes, yes. And so why do you think that is? Because I believe that Obama believed when he was running for office that he was going to do both of those things. What happened once he got elected that he backed off of both of those?
I have no idea. I'm not too sure what pressure was put on him, but he has a whole Democratic Party behind him that can give him ideas and things like that.
But let me just say, the Democratic Party has shown that they don't do well in leadership, because when we had a super majority in the House, a super majority in the Senate, and the White House, we still couldn't pass good legislation, right? So I'm not one that thinks all Democrats are good, because we have a Democratic U.S. Senator that lives in Connecticut, and we don't seem to care about that. We still vote for him when he's on the ballot. I'm sorry?
Which senator is that again?
Wyden.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Him and his wife and his twins live very well in New Jersey, even though he's the Oregon U.S. senator. But that's another program. But I'm saying that to say that we have very low expectations of our elected officials, and they live down to it consistently.
Yeah, and one last thing is Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
I mean, once she lost the leadership, usually they get someone new.
Right.
And they kept her.
Right.
You know, and that, I think that kind of made the Democratic Party stale instead of having some new blood and new ideas into it.
Well, and let's bring that closer to home. The Oregon State Senate, it is time to have a new state Senate president. Peter Courtney thinks that's a lifetime appointment, and it shouldn't be. Because, again, once you have someone in that position and they just don't leave, you don't get new ideas, you don't get new energy, you don't get new excitement about the possibilities. So thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you too. Goodbye.
Have a great new year.
You too.
Thank you. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Hello, Barf. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happiest of New Year's.
Thank
to
you.
Everyone out there. A couple of big stories. Wow. I mean, it's been an eventful and crazy year in a lot of ways.
Yes, it has.
I want to re-mention Brandon / Chelsea Mayfield. And that whole revelation that also, not quite on the same scale as the Snowden, but opened that door and stuck a boot in it and left it open for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're much better off. I also think that it's interesting that the military prosecutors didn't get what they wanted. You know, that case isn't really quite over, but you know, the results are strong, but they're not what originally was being rattled about. The insurance plan where you must pay and you must sign up, and you mentioned that if you get a subsidy, that your rate goes up by the amount of the subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
That's bait and switch.
That's exactly bait and switch.
That's illegal. I mean, that's what one would easily label a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's illegal. So I think that might come out in the wash. The clothing factory collapse.
Yes.
And the fallout from that.
Which has been pretty minimal.
Well, not entirely, because what's happened is that a lot of the retailers got enough bad public relations out of it. They have said, we need at least some basement level of standards. So we need, you know, building inspections, and we need fire exits, and we need these things. You know, it's not cured in any way, but
right. There
is some positivity
effort
that's come out of that. You know, it harkens back to the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire that was in this country that made for a revolution in building inspections and just some standards for working people. It's, you got to have something big to galvanize the public and to galvanize the industry. They just realize that they cannot be, they're not untouchable entirely. People are going to jail for that. People were arrested. You know, the factory owners, some of the managers,
right?
You know, people that made people go back to work or intimidated them. Some of those people are actually sitting in jail now. So there was lots of stuff going on. And just in touching on the old pope and the new pope, I was raised Catholic, and the new pope is, wow, what a breath of fresh air.
No, amen to that.
I'm not going to live in the golden apartment here.
Right.
You know, put me in the guest house.
right.
And he's really doing that, you know, mm-hmm. get rid of some of these staff people. Let's sell these artifacts and this jewelry, because that's not really what the mission should be. And in terms of the old pope, man, if you talk about golden parachutes, this guy was able to build his own retirement villa on somebody else's dime for a year plus before he said, oh, I'm going to quit.
Right. Well, I agree. I was also raised Catholic, and I agree with your statement that this new pope is a breath of fresh air. Let's hope that he can help repair some of the significant damage that's been done to the Catholic Church over the years.
Well, yeah, you're asking, you know, that's quite a big demand, but just the idea that these subjects and this prejudice, you know, for want of a better term, about major aspects of life and current society will be viewed differently from the top, and that that will become the conversation is so far-reaching. The idea that gay people should not be immediately consigned to hell,
right,
and that they're as worthy of God's love as anybody else, just to have that as a conversation.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Indeed.
Absolutely correct. Thank you so much for your call.
Good day.
And your calming voice. I love your voice. It just your voice has a very calming impact.
Well, my cold is helping give me that.
Okay. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
You bet. We got it all going on here.
Yeah, we do. Coming up this morning on KBOO at 7. Oh, wait. 7 is long gone. At 9, here, Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Linda Olsen Osterlin speaks with Carl Mensingel, co-founder of the Partnership for Civic Justice Fund. He is responsible for the face of Edward Snowden appearing on buses through Washington, D.C., throughout Washington, D.C. At 10, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, we feature an interview with Haitian-American writer Edwin DeCantcat about her new book, Clara of the Sea Light. And at 11:30 a.m., it's part two of the film show special, Go Digital or Go Dark, with news about the big changes in store for your neighborhood cinema in the new year. At 11:30 also, it's the film show, with news and interviews about the independent film scene in Portland. And we want to thank you all for listening to KBOO. Thanks our KBOO members for your generous support. If you have not become a KBOO member, it's really easy. Just go to our website, kboo.fm, click the tip jar, and donate that way. We're going to go back to the phone line for the last 5 minutes. Hello, Collins. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, hi. Hey, listen, I just have a few bullet points here, and I'm a long-time listener and a very reluctant caller, but...
Well, thank you for working up the nerve to call.
I want you to please appreciate that I respect what you're doing, and I wish I was a little more coherent and cognizant and active in this vocal side of things, but I do listen, and I have much respect for what you do.
Thank you.
So I have bullet points. Biggest story, definitely Snowden, and we know what that is and what that's about. The only thing I would add, I guess, would be that to remember, the NSA has been in my own personal conversation, and I have no affiliation or any real inside knowledge, but we've been, when I say we, in my personal circle and Star Little late night talks have been talking about these things for years, and so it's not like this was this huge mysterious revelation, but I realize also that for some people probably it was, but don't think that I don't know, don't think that for 1 second that doesn't mean that something else is not also happening. This might also sound conspiracy theory, but if the NSA is going public and having PR people making things sound good, then trust me, there's some other agency now just doing the dirty work. Anyway, whatever, that's depressing. Sorry. Healthcare, yeah. I am a professional snowboarder. I've been doing that for a long time, and I've rarely had insurance. I've been injured. I've had my teeth hurt. I pay cash. It sucks. So I'm looking forward to trying to get into the system. I'm not in it yet, and listening to what you said this morning, I'm going to still try, but I'm not super optimistic. I'm like, single payer should be the bottom line, and that
right.
should be like the lowest bar, and we should work up from there. And what was my other, the news. Yeah.
You're doing well to be a first-time caller. You are doing well.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, you got one more?
Yeah, the nukes, yeah, we're probably doomed. The friggin' oceans, what's coming over, what they're telling us, who knows what is going on with that. I'm suspicious once again. I wish us all the best, and I hope that it's not as bad as it could be. And it doesn't matter. We can still all love each other, and who knows? When the next comet hits or whatever, we're going to blow up anyway. So let's love each other and enjoy these days and try not to stress too much about it all.
You know, you've got the right attitude, right? I mean, there's certainly enough on your list to just make you just run for the hills. But I love your closing comment, right? Just kind of, you know, go with the flow. Keep a smile in your voice. It's going to be okay. But we got to work to make the community we want to live in. So we can have fun and we can appreciate that there's all this craziness around us. But I agree. Make time for love. Make time for laughter. And then we got to get back to the work of fixing what's broken.
Yeah, and that's what's important. That's what I really, to end this this comment, is that I respect that you are doing work. I drive in my car in the morning going to school, and I hear your voice often, and I respect that you're doing work, and I respect everybody else who's doing work, and we can do it in our own ways and whatever ways we are capable of at the time.
That is absolutely true, and we all can do something.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed New Year.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. We're going to try to squeak in this last call. Hello, Harvey. You get the last word this morning. Welcome to KBOO.
Okay, my last word is that we should switch into single payer. But the insurance companies, they have vast people who work for them, so we got to give them something to do. We got to initiate gun insurance. We have over 350 million guns. So give the insurance industry the gun insurance.
Right.
And we move.
And
to
they can
payer.
Keep working. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Have a great new year. This is Joanne Hardesty. It's been a pleasure being with you in 2013. It's been a pleasure having Steve here as my fabulous engineer. See you next year. Same time, same place, same station. Have a great day.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth.
Good morning. Happy Boxing Day from your community radio, KBOO Portland. It is a minute before 9 o'clock. Coming up in a half hour on Fight the Empire, host Linda Olson Osterlin speaks with Carl Massinio, co-founder of the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund. He is responsible for the face of Edward Snowden appearing on buses throughout Washington, D.C. At 10 o'clock, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Between the Covers, we feature an interview with Haitian-American writer Edwin Denicott about her new book, Claire of the Sea. Claire of the Sea Light, that is. And at 11:30, it's The Film Show with news and interviews about the independent film scene in Portland with SW Concert and Jen Chavez. But up next, it is Press Watch with news you're not supposed to know. Teresa Mitchell is coming up next on KBOO.
KBOO is seeking a station manager to lead our dynamic 45-year-old non-commercial radio station. Ideal candidates will have nonprofit management experience, the ability to thrive and work collaboratively in a decentralized organization and the ability to delegate, plan, and organize people to meet goals and objectives. If this interests you, please go to kboo.fm/stationmanagerhire2013.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your free support, your free people-supported radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Here we are on KBOO Portland, and here it is Boxing Day. I'd like to change that to Box In a Billionaire Day. But I have news. And today I'd like to concentrate on the fact that the climate is screwed. Not will be screwed or might be screwed. It's screwed, and things have changed and continue to change at a rapid rate. So I have various articles on that. The first one is from Al Jazeera America, Dateline Lawrence, Kansas. They write, "It's no longer as corny as Kansas in August. Now it's cotton, okra, and sorghum. The hotter summers and more intense and frequent droughts in the Midwest are forcing farmers here to forego their plants of their grandparents' generation and look down south for inspiration." Quoting, "We kept trying to grow sustainable tomatoes, but it was so hot that the plants got stressed and they wouldn't produce fruit." According to Courtney Skiba, who started Homestead Ranch in the small town of Lecompton, Kansas, a decade ago, by the end of the season,